Come on, kids, now gather round. Grab along and sit right down. What's that smell? What's that sound? You're on fire, now hit the ground. It's the Campfire Shit Show. And now, your camp counselors, Bo Hufford and Meryl Climo.
You're enough.
No.
No, you gotta be. No. I'm not doing it. Close your blinds.
Okay, I'm going to close it.
The sound is insane.
I don't want to climb over.
Just climb over the fucking bed. I'm not climbing over your bed. Just go. Just go.
Because I feel like you're going to push me out the window
or
something.
It's loud in your apartment. We're in the new studio.
There's some hoes.
We're
in
our LA
house.
Studio. Which
yes, we are.
Essentially just Meryl's shitty.
Oh my God, it's not shitty. It's beautiful.
Okay, first off, your window is facing the highway and the highway is loud.
What I choose to look at is my window is facing the beautiful mountains.
The Hollywood Hills?
No. How long before everything's on fire?
Those are the Pasadena Hills, huh?
Yes. That's next up.
Oh.
Pasadena for life. Glendale for now.
Here we
Okay, let me call.
Okay, wait. I want to just do this.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Oh, that's the sound of joy. That's the sound of joy. So, listeners, hi. We're here. This week I have come to LA. And we are recording in Meryl's home studio, which is she's just kind of rolling across her bed right now.
I didn't mean to be creepy at first when you first walked in as well. We had mixed messages of what happened.
Oh, yeah. What did you say to me?
I said,
I made my bed for you.
Yes. I'm not like that girl.
You said my bed is all ready for you.
My bed is all ready for you.
And I was like, that is the grossest thing I can imagine you saying.
Meaning what I had done is I crinkled and wrinkled my blankets. Like I specifically made my bed look in a way that I know would trigger your OCD.
It did.
It's
and
so funny.
You have a blanket with the one tag. It's still connected. You didn't cut the tag off. Oh, Meryl's having a drink too.
Mm-hmm.
And
I made my bed for you. Which is so funny because like genuinely when I say that, all I'm thinking about is how can I torture you and like literally make you feel bad? Because I just wanted your OCD to like pop
yeah,
up.
But your tags are on your blanket and you have the blanket like tag up and this is like that kind of shit. Drives me bonkers.
Tag up, baby.
Tag up.
We have a full day today.
Oh my gosh,
we'll see
we
how
do.
It goes.
Let's get to it.
Thank you for coming up.
Oh my God, of course. I love LA, and I don't. And it's good to be here. It isn't. And the first thing I want to address is this. The first thing that I want to address is this. I got here, and in true form, you knew exactly what time I was going to be here. And then I was like, "Hey, I'm here." You're like, "Oh." I went to Whole Foods. I'm going to look at pastries. And I was like, what? I was like, I got to go to the bathroom. I just did a 2.5 hour drive to LA. And you went to see pastries when you knew I was going to be here.
Yes.
And then you're like, I'll be there in 10 minutes.
Well, I live a 10 minute walk from Whole Foods Glendale, which is like the setting of all of my life
happening. So my first thing is this. I recently learned that you go to Whole Foods regularly.
Yes.
Possibly daily. And you go look at cakes.
Every morning, correct. I do a cakewalk. It's now expanded. So what first started out as when I first moved here, like genuinely one of my things for years has been that I wanted to live within a walking distance of a Whole Foods. Like I even wanted to start a business for real in my life. I wanted to start a business a few years ago where you could basically like, and maybe I could be in tandem with Whole Foods where it's like, you can search for a zip code and then locate a Whole Foods and then search for like apartments. And then like at the time I thought maybe
what?
Brentwood.
That's a stupid business.
The Brentwood Whole Foods was kind of the one I had my
all
eye on.
All you would have to do is just Google search Whole Foods and then like look for apartments around it.
But
there's isn't going to be another business that does this for you.
I thought maybe like Whole Life or I don't know. But that has been one of my like key elements. If I could like script my life, it would be walk to a Whole Foods. And so
oh my God,
when I was kind of touring Glendale, there was a few different places, and like remember I mentioned there was another one that was like more affordable and even nicer,
yeah,
but it wasn't within walking distance of a Whole Foods. So I'm like, oh, you definitely have to go to this one. So when I started Jesus. I started like walking there every morning because it wasn't that crowded then. And then what I noticed is that they put a lot of care and effort into their pastry section, and so I just happened to amble on by one day and saw the beautiful different types of pastries. So and then I got into a talk with the guy and he said, oh, we put them out every morning. So like come by super early and you'll get to see all of them. So I walked by And I now try to get there as soon as possible so I can see everything.
Wow.
But what it has turned into is I felt bad that it was just...
Oh, my God. Are you getting texts?
No, no, yes. Okay, here we go.
Your sound on your phone?
It's actually phones? Whole Foods saying
Whole Foods
the croissant
is like,
already.
Oh, we just Venmo'd you. Thank you. Thank you so much for the plug.
I wish. Oh, my God. If this was a fucking... If Whole Foods sponsored us, I would like literally get a car like wrapped in Whole Foods. But... I started going to, because there are a lot of nice bakeries here in Glendale that are business owned and locally operated.
Business owned?
I mean, locally operated and small.
Oh, you know, those business owned businesses.
Well, as opposed to
what?
Owned by the banks. These are owned by the businesses. And so today I went to a lady that has been doing it for 32 years.
Oh, you didn't go to Whole Foods?
No.
No, you went to a local bakery.
A different
owned
one.
By a person, not a business.
Owned by a woman. Yeah, right. A nice woman and the mother of a woman that owns it. So anyway, so I've been making my rounds across Glendale of like, there's another bakery called Pink Orchid. Shout out Pink Orchid. So I take a walk every morning and I peruse all the bakery stuff. And
I pitched this idea to you. I think you should do it. I think you should do it. I think you should start a blog / Instagram, whatever, where you just every day go out for a walk and you get active, but then your final space to stop in is a pastry or cake shop.
Or a cake.
And you do call it the cake walk.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's mine. I took that's
you did.
Mine.
Can you help me with it?
I came up with the cakewalk.
Okay.
It's a cakewalk.
I'm going to add that because genuinely I haven't launched my matzo ball blog, which has been like 3 years of all I've wanted to
do. I know. And I think that's because there's such a limitation to it. Yes, there are a lot of matzo ball places. Yes, you can go travel and get to them, but like you're not going to do it daily.
And not right now.
Right now you can go to 100 different places in your area to find the pastry of the day.
Yeah, like a carrot cake. Yeah, I like
See?
That. Okay, you're right.
Cake walk.
You can have different themes.
Cake walk.
Cake walk. Okay.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, it's what was I gonna say? What's that Italian cake?
Cannoli.
No. The
sponge tiramisu.
Tiramisu. Tiramisu Tuesdays. You just go find the tiramisu of the week. You know, boom.
I know. Double chocolate.
And you're plugging, and then you're gonna get people restaurants being like, "Hey, we would love to like." You know,
triple
give you money.
And,
yeah. You know what I'm saying?
My mom is freaking out right now because she's just like,
she's
all
like,
she's wanted for
she's
me
like,
to
can
lose.
Can you find
like,
the exercise bike of the week, please? Yeah. Thank you.
Can you get like the Adderall cake where you're like shedding pounds? yeah, I think I can do that if you help me because I think what
right,
I've learned
done.
Is
it's
that
done.
I need your help in every project that
oh,
I do.
Oh, geez, that's the truth. That's the truth.
We have so much to cover.
We do. Okay, so
I
let's
have
get
relationship
to it.
Stuff. You have real life stuff.
Okay, so my. Did we already talk about how I think you have COVID?
No, please go on. Please tell everyone.
Do tell. So here's the deal. I show up and Meryl is sweating profusely.
Like Chris Farley type of sweat.
Yeah,
like flop
like,
sweat.
Lay off me, I'm starving.
Yeah.
Kind of sweating. And
it was cute at first because I had just come from a walk, so it made sense.
It wasn't.
But people would like fucking lick my shit. Oh. They'd pay to lick that shit
lick
right off
shit?
My forehead. Yeah. please.
No, you seem to be sweating a lot. You do. I and I'm a little afraid because you have some symptoms.
You do. I have no symptoms other than I was sweating quite a
lot.
I think what had happened was I went out for a really long walk this morning, had a lot of coffee, came back. And I've just been out in the sun.
You've been in AC for the last 45 minutes and you're still sweating.
Yeah.
That's not a good sign.
It's
not a good sign.
But I don't know anyone that has had COVID where the one lone symptom is that they sweat a lot.
Well,
I don't feel feverish.
Also, I just want to say when I pulled up on your apartment complex, I saw this poster out front and it says this. I'm going to pull it up real quick.
Okay,
here it goes. It says, because I'm in Glendale, California, and it has these pictures of like, hey, don't wear your mask below your nose and don't wear your mask under your chin. And then it has all these images of being like, don't, you know, wear your mask correctly. And then in the bottom it says, wear your face covering. It's the fucking law. It just says it's the law.
It's a law.
Public orders. And then it says, first offense, $400. Second offense, $1,000. And third offense, $2,000 for not wearing your mask in public, like on the street alone.
Yeah.
On the street alone.
This
is bullshit.
It is bullshit. I wonder if it's going to make its way down to San Diego in that way because that is already an ordinance in Beverly Hills and then also in Burbank. They have like their own little.
I don't want anything to do with this.
They hired people to wear like khakis and walk around.
I'm sorry. I do believe that COVID is a thing. I don't agree with this kind of like mandatory, like when you're alone on the street, taking a jog, doing your thing in your car. Like next thing you know, it's like if you're not wearing your mask in your house, it's $1,000 fine. It's like whoa.
That's what Gavin Newsom wants.
I do think like when you're around people, put your mask on. It's fine. It doesn't hurt you. It could help. We don't know. It could. But this is bullshit. Glendale is bullshit, and that's why I think that you might have COVID.
I got it from one of the cakes I'm eating. What if, like, literally they retrace my steps and, like, the COVID detective just find that I've been to, like, every bakery? Like, just, like, only the bakeries have to get shut down in
all the contact tracing, it all goes back to every
bakery.
There's
no more pastries for, like, 2 months. I single-handedly ruined the dessert industry.
200 Frenchmen dead.
No, I agree. That is something that I've had to check myself with. Because we were just in Joshua Tree for like last weekend,
sure.
And I saw a bunch of whatever. What? I don't know basic grammar.
I done seen it.
Me, a copywriter. I saw a bunch of like little couples walking alone on trails in the desert heat, and people were walking where there was no one within, like at the very minimum.
They're in the middle of the
feet.
Desert.
And yeah. They're in the,
and they have their mask on.
Right, and it's not. And it's like Jack and I were walking, and we would pass someone, and then 4 minutes would go by before we'd even see. Like another people. And so I don't understand why people wear their mask like that. Maybe because it's so annoying to take on and off. But I'm like, how can you hike in the desert heat with a mask on? I don't get it.
The huffing and puffing inside the mask.
Yeah, like, I don't
then you
understand.
Have all this condensation and you're going to break out. And you'll have like, your face looks like it's got a rash on it where the mask was. No, thanks.
But I really had to check myself on like letting them be. Mm. And not caring. So I'm like, why do I need
thing.
To like,
yeah,
yeah,
yeah
exactly.
Thing.
Why
yeah,
do I
yeah,
care?
Yeah, yeah.
But other than that, Joshua Tree was very, very, I didn't know it was such a, like a Black Lives Matter in a good way. It was a very nice, good town. And they're very like, you know, liberal and stuff like that. But it almost seemed like how it does out here, where it seems like the places on the east that are a little bit more hipstery are like very, very like wear your mask. Kind of
it kind of comes hand in
like
hand.
Like when did
in that
hipster
way?
Become like almost the rule followers? I don't get it.
Yeah, that is interesting, right?
You know what I mean? It's
you would
very,
think they'd
yeah.
be the rule breakers.
Yes. Yeah, like, yeah. You would think mass. Joshua Tree or something would be a place that it's like, oh, it's not going to reach us out here.
I think those areas are hypersensitive to just like be good to your neighbor sort of thing. It's like it's like a big, you know, come back to that.
Be kind as you riot and burn down the buildings. Wear a mask to show your kindness.
So here's the deal. Here's my story. Okay. So, my birthday was on September 8th, at which my
happy
license.
Happy birthday. Did I wish you happy
thanks.
Birthday?
Thanks. Yeah. No, that was months ago. Thanks for being on top of it. My license expired on my birthday, but during COVID, everything was shut down and there was no way to even get into the.
Yeah.
So they extended all the stuff that was like, oh, even though you've expired license, it's fine. It'll be fine until November 2021 or whatever, you know. And I was like, okay, but I'm kind of running out of time. I got to go get this thing. So I decide I'm going to go to the DMV. And if you're wondering what it's like to go to the DMV during a pandemic.
It might make it easier is what I would
think. You would think that you would go. And I was like, oh, it'd be a ghost town. I bet.
Yes.
I went and I'm not kidding you. I've waited in DMV lines. This was like unheard of. It was unheard of. It was
really?
Like around. It was like around the building twice. Okay, and I'm waiting in line.
So you didn't make an appointment.
You can't. There's
oh,
no.
You can't make an appointment.
Yeah, it's impossible to make an appointment.
Really? Because I would think it would almost be appointment only.
So what happened is between April and I think July, all the appointments that were made weren't able to be met. So they pushed them, and so now they're happening now. They don't take any new appointments, and so anyway. This is a long story to just let you know that like the DMV sucks, right? So I wait in a long line. I get up to the front. I get my number to then come back at the right time to do that. So this is an ordeal that's probably about 2.5 to 3 hours. I finally get my number called. I'm inside. I go up. I have all my documentation and I hand it to them and they go, oh, okay. So it says here that your license is suspended. I'm like, oh, that's just because it expired in September. But they extended it. And she's like, no. It shows here that you were in an accident in 2017. And your license has been suspended since then because you didn't have any proof of insurance on the site. And I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? That never even happened. But I was like, I'm so sorry. I'm really confused. She's like, I'm sorry, I really can't help you. Like, this is suspended license, and you need to call, financial responsibility or something like that. And I'm like, oh my God, I just waited 3.5 hours to get to this to find out that I can't even get the thing that I need. Sorry, I can't help you. I'm like, wait, so I'll have to wait in this line again? Yes, sir. And I'm like, fuck. So I leave just kind of like dumbfounded, like, how?
And now knowing that you're driving maybe on a suspended
license. I had just
license.
Found out that I've been driving on a suspended license for the last 3 years.
What?
No, I just got, I got pulled over for like, I got a ticket like maybe a year ago where the police did not say, your license is suspended, mm-hmm. you know, because they talk like that.
Were you on your Vespa at the time?
Nope, I was in my car.
Okay.
And they didn't tell me that. And I'm like, certainly if I had a suspended license, they would have been like, sorry, you're arrested or something.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
but nothing. And I'm like, this is you got the wrong guy here. You know, I felt like I'd been framed.
Yeah.
And so I went home. I made a call. Oh, yeah. You were in an accident in 2017. I was like, I was in a fender bender, like a regular whatever. Mm-hmm. Right. And somebody rear ended me. And so they're like, oh, yeah, well, California passed a law that says that. And she was not as nice as I'm making her sound, but like California passed a law that says if you are in an accident, you have to report it with proof of insurance at the DMV or within 10 days or your license is suspended.
Even if both parties like yep. don't decide to move forward?
Yep.
Why would that be?
I have no.
Especially if there's no other repercussion.
I have no fucking idea. But I was like, are you kidding me? How would I know this? You didn't send me a letter. Oh, you're supposed to know that. I'm like, this is why I'm telling you this, because this is a weird fucking thing where it's like, I'm supposed to just know this law
right.
that went into play in 2016. And suddenly, like, because I got rear-ended and we passed off each other's insurance and we did all the things, and then I got the insurance money for it and blah, 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 right? No big deal. But now I'm supposed to, like, go to the DMV
I would never
and
think
wait
to do
in
that.
Line and then tell them, like, oh, also, I got into an accident, but everything is okay. And they go, okay, stamp.
Right.
It's like, what? And so, meanwhile, I'm driving on a suspended license the last 3 fucking years.
So did they know this because the other person reported it to the DMV or
no,
to the insurance
no.
companies? Like, how would they know?
I guess the insurance companies. Yeah, that's a good point. How do they know?
Right.
How? And then why wouldn't they send me a letter to be like, hey, you never told us.
Yeah,
like,
we need it on your end
yeah,
because the other person.
Yeah, nothing.
Huh.
So I'm like, holy fuck. Can you imagine? And now they got this whole bullshit. I got a bug bite. Here we go.
Yuck. Bug bites.
My bug bite is this. My bug bite. So they're changing the law right now currently in the country where it's like by October of 2021, if you don't have this new ID, not just a regular driver's license, a real ID. Okay. If you don't have that, you can't fly.
Oh, I've heard of that.
You can't fly. So that's an extra fee and you have to do that. And you have to have like 20 forms of identification.
Including
it's like,
your vaccination form.
Oh my God. Right.
So you've been driving on a, okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So, I
yes.
mean, all the times that you've been in Mexico.
Yes.
And
everywhere,
everywhere,
everywhere.
So what do you have to do now? Are there any, do you have any like payments from?
No, luckily they just said like, okay, all I had to do is say like, here's my proof of insurance. I go, okay, thanks. Everything's great. And then I'm like, but now I had to go back to the DMV to get my real ID and it took another 4 hours.
You're an outlaw, Bo.
Illegal.
You are illegal.
Illegal.
How does it feel to be gaming the system?
I really just wanted to tell you this story because it's like, I bet there's a lot of people out there that don't realize it.
Yeah, you should check.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, my last DMV experience was very nice in the way where.
Oh, tell me. I'd love to hear about it.
Well, in case you.
Please, Mel. Thank you.
What I did.
Wow.
That's my blog. No, what I did that maybe you could do it is I went to make it local for San Diego. I went to the DMV Hillcrest, San Diego,
okay.
And I specifically picked that one because there's a lot of cool stuff around it. So what I had done was went to that one, and then I knew it was going to be about 2 hours. So I went and I got an ice cream cone.
Oh, great.
Ate the ice cream cone. Then I went back and saw that I still had about 45 minutes. Picked up some sushi, ate it outside in the sun, came back, had my appointment. So
can we just agree though that the DMV could like get their shit together a little bit more?
Yeah, it's
because
disgusting
it's like,
and gross.
I'm sorry, it shouldn't take 3 hours to get to get in there and do it. Like get more people.
There's
obviously the demand.
Yeah.
Why is it a joke that at every DMV in the fucking country, It's like a long line.
And they all hate their jobs.
In my small town in Ohio, I would go to the DMV and it would still take 45 minutes to an hour. And it's like, come on, there's, what is there, 40 people here?
I know.
It's like, give me a break.
So now you have to just basically go do it again and make a new appointment.
Yeah. Yeah, I had to. I did it.
I feel like you should take your recorder and interview people there while you're there.
You know what? This is the thing. I want to do stuff like that, but I think people don't want to talk to strangers. They're afraid of people like you who have COVID.
And you like white men.
They're afraid of me. I have a bald head and I'm white.
If you asked, yeah. I think most people would rather hang out with a female with COVID than a white man. A white man who's 45.
I think you're right.
Okay, wait. I want to know that you gave yours. I want to give mine.
Give yours. Give
it. Oh, I have one.
Go do it.
Okay. I have. Okay.
Okay.
I wrote down.
Don't talk through it with you.
Okay. Okay.
Just do it.
This could lead to something else. But people, this has been my bug bite for a really, really long time. People that can't be alone no matter what.
Oh, like, I've dated people like that. It's
really?
Insane.
That can't
it's
sleep alone or be alone.
Oh, yeah. It's insane. You know that person is definitely going to cheat on you. Just so you know. If someone's yes. like, I can't be alone. It's like, you're going to get fucked over.
Definitely.
Those people are afraid to like be with themselves because there's some sort of trauma there.
Yes. Yeah. That honestly happened. That's why I wrote this, because I have two friends and one friend can't be alone and the other friend travels a lot for work.
Oh, that person's getting cheated on.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
I knew it.
And it's like, it makes me bonkers because I just see them. It's like they don't necessarily have other people. And this is I would call it like micro cheating in the way where they're not having
micro cheating. Is that your term?
No, that's a term.
What's micro cheating?
Like micro cheating.
Texting and stuff.
Yeah. Like in the digital
not
age.
Not dicking. Not fucking. Not fucking.
Micro penis.
No, not fucking, but just like talking like, I want to fuck you.
Have you ever
seen
an micro penis?
No.
Oh God.
I haven't. I mean, other than every morning. No, I'm just joking. Man. I'm joking.
You have to like take two chopsticks.
One of our listeners was like, stop talking trash about your dick.
Really?
And, yeah.
Was it someone that has seen your dick?
Yeah. She's like, it's not. It's actually great. But like you always put it down. And I'm like,
your mom still listens?
I think self-deprecation is like funny.
Yeah.
That's all.
So
that's all. That's all.
I think it's a good strategy because then if any of our listeners end up seeing your dick, they're like, this isn't that bad.
If it's up to me, all my listeners are going to see my dick eventually. So I'm playing the long game.
I bet you are. Maybe you are. Okay. So, but this person is more, yeah, like, so micro cheating is pretty much like messaging, kind of like the little cheating things, which I mean, some people would consider even their partners watching porn micro cheating or whatever, even though
I think that's disgusting. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I had a friend who, I got to be careful. I don't want to throw people under the bus. But I had a friend who watched porn. Girlfriend was away on a trip, came home, found out that he had watched porn and was like, that's cheating. And I was like,
really?
I was like, run. Run as fast as you can.
Yeah.
Because I'm so sorry. Porn is not cheating.
Yeah.
If you think that, I want you to reevaluate where you are and why you feel that way.
Yeah.
Go talk to somebody. It's not cheating. It's not.
No, I agree.
I'm sorry. Is porn great? Maybe not. Maybe it's not. Maybe you could take a break. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe it's not good for all situations and relationships. But is it cheating? I don't think so.
No, but what I've told my boyfriends in the past, which I'm totally okay with that. But for me, when it creeps into like the live, I'm okay with even like a live stream. But when you start communicating.
Live stream? What do you mean?
Or like, you know, on those porn sites.
Yeah, your boyfriends are always next level. I know it. Like, I'm like, I watched like a pre-made porn on Pornhub it lasts 3 minutes and I last two of those.
Jack is like taking
tops.
A sewing class with one of them.
Yeah, yeah. No. And then you're like, oh no, you know, he's typing and chatting to them and they're sharing
like
dick
that.
Pics
no,
and
the
videos.
Last one would, but not this one. Not mine now.
So wait, what is this chat room? I've never done a chat room.
So you can
ever.
Basically pay to go like, people have like live streams.
I know what it is, but I'm just like, I don't understand why people do it.
Right. And I don't care about this. I mean, the OnlyFans thing, like, I don't care about that. Anything where you're like communicating, where it's not like a robot type situation, I don't really like.
Well, yeah, because there's a connection. There's an emotional connection.
Yeah, that's micro cheating.
Why did your voice get like that? It always gets like that when you. Yeah.
Like what?
So wait, do you think your boyfriend micro cheats?
Mm-hmm.
He does.
I bet. I bet. Like, I mean,
is that because he's not getting something from you?
Yeah. Well, literally, let's go alphabetically A to Z. Like, attention. Zealousness. Like, I could literally go down the alphabet and name something that I'm lacking in every single term. In fact, yes. That's going to be our next.
Tell me.
I think I already know what you're going to say. But
okay.
Okay. So, the other day, Jack and I kind of had, it wasn't even a tiff. It was a situation where I've mentioned before, he has two girl best friends.
Yeah. Are they hot? I'm always asking.
I think they're both
beautiful.
I'm
single and are they my type of hot?
They're both married. One is very pregnant. Yeah.
Okay. Pregnant? Oh, that changes the game. Let's do this.
One is like the cutest pregnant.
No, gross. And, okay. Anyway.
Okay. So one is like the type of girl where I could see her going, I would be totally happy for them to go on trips together and
who?
For them. His best friend Katie
and Jack together.
Yeah,
you'd be happy for them to go on
a million percent.
Okay, gotcha.
Like, I love her more than anything.
Gotcha.
She has done a very good job of integrating herself with me as a friend as well, and I just feel like you know, in the world of the kind of like Harry met Sally type of thing where people are like, guys and girls can't be best friends, I really feel like their vibe is for real.
I mean, they ended up having sex.
Oh yeah, shit.
I mean, just
but
so you know.
I just don't see it with them. I don't really see it
with them. Okay.
And then he has another best friend, another, you know, really, really close girlfriend who is a little bit more on like the tomboy side. This was also the girl who's a wonderful girl as well. I really like her. I'm not as close with her as the other girl.
Okay.
I just feel like I genuinely like her, but I feel like we haven't clicked in the way that I've clicked with the other girl.
Okay.
With Katie. And I feel like this girl has been one of his longtime friends. There's been lots of situations where they've both been single, but like nothing's happened.
Well, that's a good sign.
Yeah. So, and this person is married. So she's married, but I also feel like this was a situation a few episodes back where I was like, he was showing me something on his phone and a text from her came in and it was like a selfie of how drunk she was or how hungover she was from the next day. But it was like a picture of her with her cleavage. And that's when Jack's mom was like in our kitchen too. And I kind of threw a fit of like, why is she just texting you a picture of like her cleavage?
Okay.
Whatever. But then I look back at like you and my text and I'm like, that would totally be something that someone would do. If you're not, it's not, she wasn't trying to highlight her cleavage. She was just basically showing a photo of herself.
Saying
and
like,
cleavage
I'm
happened
fucking
to be
hungover.
There.
Yeah. Yeah.
So anyway, so that's just, so one of their main things that they connect on is that she is a huge baseball lover.
Okay.
And loves baseball so much. They've gone to baseball games together. And I think they kind of like shit talk each other through text. I know. I already know where this is going. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm like, yeah, I'll just see myself out. It's okay. I don't know. But so they get along really well in baseball. So it was a few weeks ago. So she's a huge Dodgers fan and loves the Dodgers. And so I was up here in Los Angeles and Jack was down in San Diego and he had texted me saying, is it cool if this person comes over to watch the World Series? Because we're going to her team is basically, it's the last night.
Right.
It's
important to her.
It's important to her. They've talked and stuff. And so I was like, awesome, cool. And I was just busy during the day and I just said, awesome. I didn't really think anything of it.
Sure.
Then an hour or two went by and I kind of thought about like, and this is where I know I sound insane, but I would like to know your feelings, is that then it kind of kicked into me where I'm like just having normal guy and girlfriends where it's like you meet up for tacos or you kind of like meet at, you know, a local park or whatever is a lot different than like having someone singularly come over your house like by yourself at night when your girlfriend's not home and then you sit on the couch and watch something. And so I had then texted him probably about 2 hours before she came over and said, please continue with the plan. I just want you to know I do feel a little bit weird about this. So like, can we talk about this? And so we ended up having a phone call and it was a little bit much. But at the end of the day, I said, I don't want you to cancel it. I just want you to like hear me through and for us to be able to talk about this. Because I said, it is pretty weird and pretty like unconventional that, I don't know, by any other kind of like standard relationship means, people don't really have other people, friends of the opposite sex, coming over to like sit on the couch to watch.
Well,
events.
Why not? I know you're different. Why not? Why do we have to be devil's advocate? I just don't want to live in this world where it's like, if you're a girl, you can hang out with a guy. It's like,
okay, but be honest. Besides me, are there any friends that you would have that would come over who you already haven't had sex with, or who you like maybe will have sex with? Be honest.
Okay, I'm gonna be honest. Why are you attacking me?
I'm not attacking. I'm just saying people need to call themselves on their bullshit.
Okay, okay. Here's the deal. There are people in my life that I haven't had sex with that if they came over, we would be totally friends, and that's totally fine. It's great. There's plenty of people in my life who I never have sex with, I never will have sex with, and that's
one
fine.
One female to come over and sit on your couch and watch something who you...
I've had female friends come over, and here's the truth. I'm going to be straight with you, okay? I've had female friends come over, and we've done experimental drugs together. We've sat there and told stories and had a great time. And at no point was there any like sexual tension at all.
Really?
Yes.
And to this day, there has continued to be none.
That is correct.
Okay, is correct. I trust you
with that. I think it's all about your mentality. And if you what you're worried about, and this is the truth, mm-hmm. if what you're worried about is that your boyfriend is dreaming about sexual ideas with this friend, then that's the situation. Not a man and a woman hanging out together. They can do that.
I just think someone coming, I don't know why, but and I guess, and Jack
to
was
watch
kind of saying,
sports.
And I guess what ended up happening was like, for real, she just like postmated Thai food to the house and like really nothing happened. Like,
yeah,
I was picturing something way worse, which maybe goes to show like maybe what I'm capable of or guilty.
Yeah,
of or
I think
whatever.
That's the truth. Most times when you're feeling, jealous
or accusatory,
first off, or accusatory, it means that you are capable or are doing the thing that you're accusing.
I think that is true. Because
so are you fucking somebody?
No,
are you
I'm
watching
not.
The World Series with some dude?
No, I wouldn't watch the World Series. But if I did, if I invited a boy over to sit on the couch and watch something,
you'd fuck him.
I wouldn't fuck him.
You would never have a platonic friendship.
You're probably my most platonic friendship.
If there's a more platonic friendship than this, I want to see it. Holy shit.
Even like brothers and sisters are like
Even brothers and sisters are possibly fucking more than us, okay?
I understand. I do understand that. But I'm just saying like you're truly my only example of a boy that can come over.
So then what I'm saying is like, so you understand
I have one example in my life.
Then this exists, right?
It does exist. But it's like lightning striking.
Could it exist with your boyfriend?
Yes, but I feel like it already could he exists have with his other best friend.
Could he have his Meryl or his
Beau? He does.
Beau
her name is Katie.
Well, there you go.
But then there's the other one.
Oh,
and
fuck.
It's like,
he's got more than one?
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's like lightning strikes only once where you...
But do
I
you
feel
think
like
he wants to fuck her? Let me ask you a question. Do you think, given the opportunity, with no judgment at all, would he fuck her?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, well, that's your problem right there, right?
It's not, and that doesn't even upset me. It's the knowing of like, of that. Yeah, I guess so.
Well, that doesn't even bother you. You said
no, it doesn't really. That part doesn't bother me. It's more the like, okay, then let's control that aspect.
Control it?
Yeah, it's like we're in a science lab, and this virus can get out if we want. There's plenty of
okay,
situations
Fauci.
That I have.
Okay, Fauci. Oh, okay, Meryl Fauci.
You know, I truly don't mind. I feel here's my Fauci thing. Is that I feel like people would think I would hate him, but I feel like he's been kind of tempered and okay with this kind of thing. I feel like Fauci wouldn't want people hiking alone in the desert with wearing a mask. He never asked for that. It's like the idiots took it too far.
Yeah, they did.
I know. So say if Fauci came over to my house and him and I are sitting on a couch, like, I just feel like there's situations where you're playing with fire and maybe you're different, maybe Jack's different, but I just feel like if you take my average guy friend and you...
No, I mean, listen. Nine times out of ten, I'd probably fuck my friend. That's what you're saying, right?
there's our title.
Nine times out of ten, I'd fuck my friend, right? Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely.
That's what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I do disagree. I have plenty of female friends that I don't fuck and I don't want to fuck and they don't want to fuck me. I can guarantee that.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you're just like,
I don't think you do.
What
is there truly look inside yourself?
Okay.
Are there really more besides me?
People that don't want to fuck me?
That you don't, yeah. Or that
I don't want to fuck?
That could come over and sit on the couch with you for like a couple hours.
I think there's a bit. Listen, can I see the attractiveness in every woman? I can. I'm attracted to women, you know? I can see why somebody wants to fuck you. I get it. I don't want to. And that's okay. And so I have a lot of female friends. I try to like make sure that those stay that way, you know? if it was something where I was like, wow, I'm really attracted to this person, then I would go for it. But there's a lot of people that I'm not, and that's okay. It sucks that we don't have that more. Why can't men and women be friends without fucking? Why can't that be an okay thing? That's the problem with this society.
See, I feel on the opposite end of things. I feel like I didn't grow up with my dad having like random female friends.
That's
over
the problem.
On the couch.
That's what I'm saying. It's a problem.
No, because he's like, it's a different problem.
No, because what you're saying. Okay, I'm gonna fight with you on this.
Of course, let's fight.
Because what you're saying is that your dad has no interest or need for any female friends outside of your mother. She is the 100% all in all.
My dad doesn't need to have other females over to like watch a baseball game. Like
maybe your mom doesn't like baseball,
but my dad just sits alone on the couch, and that's how they've been married for like 50 years.
Oh my god! This is the problem. That's what you think is a healthy relationship. I'm sorry, Klimos, but I gotta be honest with you. Maybe Mama Klimo needs a guy friend that likes knitting like she does, and maybe Dad Klimo is like, oh, I have a friend and she's a female and she likes science, and that's okay.
But don't you
why
think
does it have to be sexual?
It doesn't have to be sexual, but I just think
seems like you think it does.
I just tell Jack that there's situations that I feel like. I mean, we just went through this with another thing where he has all the time in the world and he kind of wanted to drive to the Grand Canyon. And there's another girlfriend that he has where he like kind of mentioned maybe her and I will drive to the Grand Canyon. And I kind of said, well, I'd feel a little bit weird about that.
Why?
Because that just seems, I don't know, to me that just seems weird. You're going
on a trip
with someone.
I think that what this is telling me.
Because if I was driving to a Grand Canyon with a guy, I'd probably fuck him.
Yeah, and that's where that's coming from, Meryl.
Absolutely.
Why are you trying to control
is my
question.
Because in a relationship, you have to control. Otherwise,
no,
affairs
you don't.
Are going to happen
no.
left and right.
No, then they should happen and you should get out of that relationship. Isn't that a helpful
hint? You should know the situations
hint?
That are like playing with fire and be aware of those.
If you play with fire... Okay, if you play with fire and you get burnt, then you wanted to get burnt.
No, if you played with fire, you can almost control your destiny, I think, in a certain way.
I'm saying that
what do you guys think? Write in.
Okay. I think in this case, if Jack plays with fire, as you say, but then ends up doing something, then that's what he wanted.
Right.
And then that's the way it will go.
And just to give an end to the story, what ended up happening was I had said, I don't need you to cancel this hangout. What I need you to is like kind of talk me off the ledge a little bit. And we talked for a while. She came over. What ended up happening was not what I thought. It wasn't some Pornhub thing. It was like she came over and I guess ordered Thai food. And then they were there for a little bit of time. And then he like really awesomely. It was like he did on a textbook thing of like what I could have asked where he texted me when she left. And then we talked about it a little more. And then he like heard me out and never really gaslit me of my concerns or whatever. And then that was that. But
did that make you feel better?
Yeah. I mean, it made me feel better in terms of like, he's on it in terms of kind of hearing what I said. And like, sure. It wasn't like I never heard from him the next day and then I had to wonder. It was more like he was right there texting me what happened. But I think he's also in the category of like, anything can happen at any time. Like if they just meet for tacos at lunch, then people can have sex or, you know, like an affair can happen at any time. I know.
That's because you feel like you would do that. All right. I'm done. I'm done with this.
Okay.
I'm done with this, Meryl.
I want to watch the World Series.
No, I do not.
Love you guys. Write in what you think.
I would love to know what they think.
If you're married or in a couple, would you let your other person, or not let, because it's not, we're not like.
No, that is what you mean. That is what you mean.
Or would you be down with your other person having a female friend or a male friend over to sit on the couch and watch baseball?
I think we know the answer.
No.
Most people would say no, but they should say yes.
Most people say yes, but then they don't realize affairs happen. And
oh, God. And if affairs happen, then it wasn't. Then they should just go do their thing. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you want to be with somebody that's going to cheat on you? Why? All right. We're okay.
Yeah, do you want to really
thanks
know
so much. Reason? Thanks so much, everybody. We'll see you later. Next time.
I have 17 reasons.
Yeah, next time.
next time.
This episode of Campfire Shit Show was produced by Bo Hufford and Meryl Klimo. It was edited by Bo Hufford, and the theme song was composed and sang by your friendly camp director, me, PB&J. If you've got a question or you want to be the next camper of the week, email us at campfireshitshow@gmail.com. Say hi to Bo and Meryl on Instagram at campfireshitshow, and please don't forget to rate and review us on iTunes. Well, kids, it's time to pack up the camp and put out the fire. But don't you worry. We'll see you soon on another episode of the Campfire Shit Show.